We have the parasha of Tzitzis. Now we know that mysteriously, this parasha of Tzitzis shows up as the third parasha of Shema. Very strange. It's a single mitzvah, unlike the first two parshas of Shema that are universal. And Chazal tells us that one of the reasons is because it involves the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the pasuk reads as follows. And you'll see the tzitzis. Uzachatam is called mitzvah Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvahs Hashem. And you'll do them. You will not explore, he says. Following your hearts and following your eyes, ashatam zeinim achrim, that you stray after them. Leman tizkeru, so that you'll remember, v'asisam is kol mitzvah, so you'll do all my mitzvahs, v'isim kadeshim l'adehecham, and you'll be designated for Hashem your God. I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. Okay, now let's read that again. You'll look at your tzitzis, you'll see them, and you'll remember the mitzvahs of Hashem to do them. And you will not stray following your heart and your eyes. So that you'll remember to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. Did I just hear an echo? You will look at the tzitzis and remember to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. So that you'll remember to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. No, no, because one of them is do this so that you'll do this. Which has to mean, but what is the second mitzvah? That's what I'm questioning. It seems to be the exact same thing. What's more is these two things, we know is a commandment that a person should not stray after their hearts. And Chazal tell us, the eyes see, and the heart desires. Well, if that was the case, it should have the eyes before the heart. And yet the pasuk says, don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. Now, one of the simple explanations for that is that, and the difference between men and women is incredibly useful here, because our eyes don't see things the same way because our interests are not the same. So we could all be riding down the freeway to Chicago, and the Container Store is going to have one billboard, and Sony is going to have another billboard. And they'll be right opposite sides on the freeway, and one gender is going to see one of those signs, and the other gender is going to see the other, even though, from the vantage point of sight, they're both equally visible. But because the heart is not into it, I won't even see it. I would like to offer the following idea. There's an incredibly powerful Bas Ayin on what was the sin of Mei Meriva. That was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. So much so that Hashem said to Moshe, because Yan Le'aman to be Lahagdishen Eleni B'nei Yisrael, because you didn't believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, so you're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Vussi Givein Azei Geferlach, with the sin that this had this incredibly terrible result. Says the Bas Ayin. And again, it goes back to Machlekes Rishonim as to what was the sin of the rock. So according to many Rishonim, the sin was the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu chastised Klal Yisrael and said, Shimu Naham Meirim, listen to me, you rebellious people. It wasn't the hitting of the rock that was the problem. It was the fact that he called them a name. Now, says the Bas Ayin, here's what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu lost it for a moment. And he said to Klal Yisrael, Shimun Amar, listen, you rebellious ones. And then he caught himself. I said, Oive, look what I did with my mouth. There's no way that same mouth that said such horrible things to Klal Yisrael is now going to be able to speak to the stone and be able to bring out water. So he hit the stone. Wait. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, Moshe, had you taken the opportunity and said, Oy vey, look what I did. I misused my speech. Rebbeinu Shalom, please be meichel me. Restore me to my prior state. And then speak to the rock. Look at the lesson that you would have taught Klal Yisrael about tshuva. You would have taught Klal Yisrael for all eternity the power of tshuva. But because you missed the opportunity and you didn't believe in yourself enough that you could be restored instantaneously to your prior state, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. It is such an incredible, powerful lesson in tshuva. All it would have taken was a second. A moment of Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Oy! Rebbeinu Shalom, please be meichel me. And go right back to where he was. It would have been the most powerful lesson in tshuva for all times. And one of the things that happens, which is Atzas HaYetzer, is that the Yetzer Hara loves drawing us into our dark pasts. Whether the past is 20 years ago or the past is 10 minutes ago. Because if he can keep us there, then he prevents us from proceeding and doing anything positive, because you are a fill in the blank. And it gets in the way of anything positive that we can do. On a national level, we had a Chet HaEgel, right? We had the sin of the golden calf. And there too, we find Moshe Rabbeinu here. Those are the two times that Moshe Rabbeinu pleads. Va'ata yigdal narkayach Hashem. He uses the 13 attributes of mercy here in this week's parasha with the Chet of the Meraglim. And he uses the 13 principles, the 13 Amidas Arachimim by the Chet of the Eagle. He pleads for mercy. Right? Here and there. Here by the Meraglim, they are the two national sins. The Rebbeinu Shlom is willing to be Michael. The question is, are we? God's willing to forgive us. But there is comfort in being compromised. Because if we're compromised, then we can't move on. Then there's no expectations. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah that you got is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the most mentioned concept in the entire Torah. 50 times it's mentioned in Torah Shebikhtav. Do everything. This is to commemorate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is to commemorate the Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is also wichtig? Says the Ramban and other Mefarshim, the Rav Shetziruv puts it into Kiddush. He says we say in Kiddush, Tchilo lemikroi kodesh, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tchilo lemikroi kodesh, the beginning of every holy calling is to remember the Exodus from Egypt. It says the Rav Shetziruv that no Jew can ever say about themselves, I'm too low. I've descended too far. I'm lost. The beginning of every holy calling is remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin commemorates Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Yom Tov commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we have a mitzvah every day to read the parasha of Yetzias Mitzrayim so that no Jew will ever excuse themselves by saying, I'm too low. Let me just finish the thought. There are two national sins were the eagle and the meraglim. One of them involved the straying of the heart, which was the sin of the golden calf, right? It was idolatry. And one involved the straying of the eyes, right? They sent in spies to spy the land. And the Torah is suggesting to us here that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to remember that a Jew can do all of the mitzvahs of Hashem, and don't be deceived. Don't follow the path, the pattern set by the egel and by the meraglim, where human tendency is to follow that pattern. We're compromised goods. We're flawed. We're tainted. We can't do it. Leman tizkiru, so that you will remember the potential, as the Basayan teaches us by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the potential of every Jew is all it takes, is a moment. You can be designated awesome holy people. What's the proof? Because Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hetzeisi Yaschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. And no one knows better than I how low Klal Yisrael has sunk, how far they've gone, and despite that, I took you out. So the V'lo Yisusuru is a warning against human tendency, which loves drawing us to the ugliness of our actions and our thoughts and our speech and our past. It tells us it's a tragic mistake. It was a tragic mistake when Moshe Rabbeinu did it. And it's even a greater tragic mistake when we do it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, after all was said and done, remained Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was a momentary mistake. I shared with the guys that I'm not going to remember who it is. One of the Mefarshim says that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, that nobody knows where he's buried, because he's buried in every one of us. And the Torah says that Hashem buried him mul beis pa'or, opposite of beis pa'or. What was beis pa'or? Beis pa'or was an idolatry. Hashem buried him opposite the idolatry that wants to say to every one of us, and especially beis pa'or. Pa'or was a disgusting, vulgar idolatry that people served by defecating on it. That was how they served it. Mul beis pa'or, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in contrast to the message that says you're a good for nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu is there to say to us, I took you out of Egypt, and you can get out of this one just as well. All it takes is a moment of tshuva, and one is restored to the prior glory of who their neshama really is. So the Torah records the episodes of the eagle and the meraglim and me'meriva and all those things not because these are supposed to be Bible tales, but because many of the same things are going on daily in our lives, and we allow them to drag us down. And our avodah is to learn v'lo yisusuru achrei levavchem v'achreinechem. We're not falling for it. We need to lift up our heads and recognize that we have a exalted neshama that cannot be tainted. And as a result, it just takes a moment of getting back in touch with the power of the neshama and reconnecting, and we're back where we started. Okay, what were we going to